Hello, and welcome to Podcatting, the AutoCAD training podcast. I'm your host, Jason Carter. In today's episode, we'll be discussing blocks. Blocks are essentially several AutoCAD objects that are grouped together into one object and given a block name. Blocks can be created in an individual drawing, or they can be saved as a separate drawing file, which makes it easier to use that block in other drawings. Blocks are useful for several reasons. One of them being repeatability. Blocks allow you to repeat drawing content, thus saving you time and allowing for consistency. Blocks are also harder to modify than just random objects sitting in your drawing. Thus, if you don't want that particular content to easily change, blocks can help you with that. As mentioned, while creating blocks, you have the option of defining the block in your current drawing only, or exporting it out to a separate file. To create a block in your current drawing, you simply use the block command. If you want the block to be saved in a separate file so that it can be used in multiple drawings, you'll want to use the wblock command. Since a block is just another drawing file, when you use the wblock command, it gets saved as a DWG file. After creating it, you can open it like any other drawing. How do you create a block? Using either the block or wblock command, you have just a few simple things to decide. After initializing either of these two commands, you'll need to choose a name for your block. You'll want to choose a name that's not being used by any other blocks in your drawing, as AutoCAD only allows one block with a particular name in your drawing. The block name should be unique. You'll also need to choose a base point for your block. This will be the insertion point of the block when you insert it into the drawing. The base point is also a snappable point from the standpoint of your object snaps. You'll need to choose which objects will be a part of your block as well. You'll need to choose what your insertion units will be, for example, millimeters versus inch, or meter, feet, unitless, etc. For the most part, you'll just be choosing whatever matches the current units of the drawings that you're going to be using this block in. You also want to indicate whether the objects that you are selecting as the basis of your block will remain in your drawing as separate objects after the block is created, the retain option, whether they will be converted to a block right away, or whether those original objects will be deleted. In the case of the wblock command, you'll want to select the destination of the block, or where the DWG file that you're creating is going to be saved. In the case of the block command, you'll have a few more options that you'll have to decide, such as, will the block be annotative? Should it scale uniformly? And will you allow the block to be exploded in the future? And just in case you don't know, exploding a block breaks it back up into its component parts. If you selected the convert to block option during your block creation, your block will already be in your drawing. Otherwise, you'll need to use the insert command to place your block. After initializing the insert command, you need to pick the name of the block you want to insert. If the block has already existed in your drawing at some time in the past, or you created it using the block command, then it is what is known as defined in your drawing. In that case, you can just click on the drop-down box in the insert dialog and select the block that you want to place. Otherwise, click on the browse option to select the actual DWG file that you're going to insert into your drawing. Here you'll need to indicate the insertion point, scale, rotation, etc. Also, one final thing that we should mention. Please note that blocks will take on your current property settings. For example, they will insert on your current layer. And that's it for our episode today. Just some of the basic points related to blocks. Please subscribe to the show and give it a review if you like what you're learning. Please visit the website at www.podcatting.com or visit on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Thank you very much for listening.